What's good? What's good? What's good with ya? It's your boys, Team 100, and we back with another episode. As you can see, we got a full slate with a couple more possibly dropping in. I got my man, Joseph Forbes, Forbes Tech Review, the stud, Mr. Android Stud, MIA's finest.
What's up, what's
and
up?
And B-More, the one and only BG Tech Life. And I am your boy, RP3. Welcome. What's on with the right? Show, fellas.
What's up?
What's up?
Good, everybody. It's good to be back. We missed last Friday, so you know we had to come back this Friday. And we got a lot to talk about, guys. I mean, oh my goodness. It's just a lot to talk about.
There's not much going on in the tech space, right?
I mean, we got no 20s, you know, people getting confirmations on no 20 ultras. Yes. We got a lot of pixels out there. We definitely got the Pixel 4a to talk about. That's definitely in the build. That's definitely in the building. Let me get mine out, guys.
Yeah. Pixel represent.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't need that.
I'm about to, we got to edit that out.
Well, you're about to brick it old school style.
Yeah. Luckily, I got this. Shout out to Speedgen. Got this Speedgen. I think it was a tough armor, one of the cases. Speedgen case on this thing. Sure. I really want to put a D-brand skin on this thing, though.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting like an orange or like a something.
Yeah, something dope.
Yeah, something
eye catching.
Yeah, because I mean, it's durable. That if you drop it with a D brand, you're good. You know.
Yeah. Like that's exactly what I was thinking too. Like just put a screen protector on here and a D brand skin, and you ain't got nothing to worry about for real.
Yeah, I put a tempered glass on it already.
Yeah, I got one there.
Yeah, my screen is raw right now.
Oh baby,
shout out,
don't get
shout no out protection to
in the stream, Six Louise and Mr. Allen Anthony phone tech at work.
What's up
captain of the Team 100 Call of Duty team.
Allen, he's the captain of everything. That's his born talent is to produce. To motivate and to produce.
That's motivate it. And to produce.
Yeah. And to make you better with sarcasm.
Make you better with sarcasm. I love it.
Shout out to Allen, man.
But, that's not a tweet of the stream.
Are y'all still playing Call of Duty?
Oh yeah. Oh Forbes. Yeah, this thing is only getting bigger, Forbes. Pause.
The closer you get, Forbes.
Allen has already put tags. He got a tag on the beginning of his name, T100. So we gotta add the T100 in front of our gamer tags when we play Call of Duty.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so we in there, we definitely, I know definitely, I'm the runt of the group. Getting better, though, every day. Getting better every day, you know. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's that Call of Duty, man.
You guys play on Xbox?
Well, the thing about it is cross-platform.
Oh, okay.
So anybody, if you, no matter what you got, except for Nintendo Switch, everybody can play.
Yeah, so y'all might as well come on, folks. Come on,
I'm gonna have to come through, man.
You're gonna have to come through because we'll be in that. You think we be talking big stuff in here?
And you guys go crazy.
Oh my god, wait till we start getting our heads blown off. Oh my god,
Forbes, you don't play Call of Duty?
No,
Fortnite.
Oh, you do Fortnite?
I play Fortnite, yeah.
You getting sued?
I was just playing a minute ago.
Oh wow!
Yeah. And speaking of Fortnite,
Fortnite. Oh, what's going on with that?
Y'all want to start with Fortnite first, or what y'all want to start with? Pixel.
Yeah, let's talk about Fortnite. That's what's hot right now. I mean, that's the hot talk. You know that lawsuit.
And
Apple and Google and everybody else. What's the bottom line there? What's going on there?
Fortnite is purposely going through this lawsuit to prove to everyone that Google and Apple has a monopoly on app stores. They hold developers hostage. They're the only company with the money to battle Apple and Google in court. You know this. Now, here's the timeline. There's a lot of videos out there. Pocket Now's got a good video out about this. But Fortnite did a direct pay for India customers, I think, customers in India, on purpose, knowing that that'd get them flagged. And the minute they got flagged, they were ready with the lawsuit. It didn't take them not a week, not a month. The minute they got pulled, they had to, they literally had the paperwork ready, and it dropped right in court.
They have some big lawyers, like, from some other lawsuits.
But they knew this would trigger it. That's why they already had it drawn up. No matter how big your lawyers is, it's going to take you some time to draw up them kind of papers. Then Google follows suit right afterwards, and boom, they drop their paperwork right on Google.
Jesus.
So you can't tell me they knew what this was about. Fortnite forced Sony PlayStation to open up their games to get into cross console playing. If it wasn't for the people who own Fortnite,
Epic Games? Epic Games, right?
Epic Games. Yeah. If it wasn't for Epic Games forcing Sony to get into cross platforming, you couldn't have people right now, for example, playing Call of Duty on PlayStation, PCs, and Xbox all in one spot. So Epic Games also owns another company called Unreal Engines. Now, what Unreal Engines do is they're the main component when it comes to making video games that power video games on Apple. So Epic's going to tap them on that ass, talking about, hey, that 30% we've been forcing you to pay, like you the mob, y'all going to have to cut that down, maybe 5%. Or we could take away our other company, Unreal Engines, from you, and you won't have no Apple Arcade. You won't have, they trying to break up the monopoly, basically. And all these other companies, when they saw this drop, literally was giving kudos to them for standing up to these two big bullies.
You think Apple, that's what it is. Yeah. You think Apple's going to back down?
Yeah, they're going back down.
And Google probably too, right?
Because you got to realize this. A week ago, they were before Congress. Remember that?
Yeah.
Apple, Google,
yeah.
Facebook, and
all the boys.
Yeah. All the big boys. Because this is crossing the borderline of what we try not to get involved with in politics. Okay.
Right.
But I'm going to do it for this one conversation. If Joe Biden wins, which I think he will, and he gets in, if he put in the people who I think he's going to put in his cabinet, they're going to break up Facebook. They're going to break up Google. They're going to break up some Apple. They're going to break up some. They're going to be breaking up a lot of these monopolies. Facebook is going to get broken up. They said Facebook might get broken up. Everything they bought may just get detached from Facebook because they really pissed at Facebook. But I guarantee now Trump might be willing to tap them on their ass, but not like how the Democrats going to do them. I'm telling you, mark my words. You heard it here first. If Joe Biden get in, I promise you, it's going to be a whole lot of companies being broke up.
Man, Joe Biden going to make it to November, man?
Yeah, he going to make it. I promise you, if they get in.
He look like he going to drop any day, bro.
What? Man, you didn't see him riding a bike and working out the other day?
He don't even remember where he parked his bike.
Did you? I mean, serious. You didn't see him riding a bike and working out? You got Trump fat ass with a mushroom belly, orange.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised. Like every time I hear about somebody that was directly in contact with Trump and they had the coronavirus,
right?
And Trump was like 74. I'm like,
and then Trump don't get it.
Hey, Trump, I think he had it probably.
He had it.
Yeah,
man.
That's the one thing about him. I will say this. I don't speak politically either. But listen, he probably already had that shit. But see, to everybody, I'm nonpartisan. You know, this is nonpartisan. but listen.
I'm a liberal. You need to know this.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Y'all follow Trump if you want. Trump says the masks make you look weak and things of that nature. Realize you are not the president. So when you get sick, the medical care and the treatments forwarded to you will be nowhere near what he will get.
Nah.
So listen.
You're gonna try that vaccine first.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask Herman Cain.
Oh, yeah.
My God. He was out of there. Hey, it was like he was sick and gone. Dang.
Yeah. Right. Let's say what's up to the chat. We got Tech for Your Needs in the building. Harmless Carl. Nigel. What's up? Yeah. Don't take a work in there. Yeah. Kia. Too Technical. What's up? Thanks for stopping in. We appreciate you guys here. It's crazy, man. That Fortnite's got a lot of power. Didn't something happen with Fortnite before where they kind of started their game? They kind of made it to where you had to, I forget. I don't know if you guys remember when it first started out or they started.
I think they got tapped on their hands a little bit because they have so many little things you had to buy.
Right. Right.
So they got their hands slapped once or twice, but this is a whole different battle. They are out to.
So if you get a phone tomorrow, let's say you get a Note 10 Plus, and you want to load up Fortnite,
it won't be on there.
You have to go to where?
You may have to go through the Samsung store.
Samsung store still has it?
I don't see why not.
You can go to Epic Games and download the APK.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it that way too.
I have Fortnite, or I'm downloading Fortnite on my Pixel 4a.
Okay.
So thanks, 4B.
It's downloading right now. It's a big game though. 8 gigs.
Yeah, I mean that's a massive game.
So I mean, if you think about it, Fortnite was not in the games in Android. In a Google Play Store until like last year sometime anyway.
Right.
The only way to put the game on Android phones was to do the APK anyway. So, but like Rob said, it's not about APK. They wanted to say, hey, this is a monopoly. I don't want to pay y'all 30%. I don't want to pay y'all 30% of the revenue.
This is awful. They just got through being pulled in. And here's the funny thing about it. Tim Cook.
Yeah.
One of the questions he was asked was, do you punish developers for things they want to put in their games or object to your, how you pay them? And right. They said, no, we don't. And then here, 1 week later, boom, they're kicking them out.
Hmm.
Hey, shout out to Jason C. He says, what's good, gentlemen? What's good, stream?
Sean's in there.
Again, Jason C. promotes everybody on Twitter. If y'all not following that man on Twitter, go follow him.
Yeah, what's good, Jason?
He promotes everybody.
Good people.
That's dope.
All right, y'all. I'm about to bring in. The one and only.
Who we got?
Oh my goodness. Who is that guy right there?
What up,
is this
Carl?
A celebrity?
Snail.
Oh, what up, my guys?
What up, Snail?
I didn't think you would have time right now. I thought you'd be like putting all your cases together, sending it out to me.
Yeah, man.
It's a magic. My son, he went asleep. He's asleep right now.
Oh, I thought you was about to say your son was sending out vacations. I was about to say, God damn, we got to work early.
I thought it was my family right now.
I have 34 minutes before he wakes up again.
Yeah. So what's up, Carl? You a little busy around this time?
No, I'm not busy. Nope. I'm starting reading a lot of stuff. And right now I'm concerned about, you know, the things you guys talking about. The Epic game and Google Store and Apple Store, they can kick you out whenever they want.
Yeah, but they kicked that. They picked on the wrong company.
Yeah, they picked on the wrong guys.
They picked on because they got the money to fight them, and
they were
ready. They were locked and loaded when Apple kicked them out, and they dropped them. They dropped that lawsuit on them quick. They knew what they were doing, and they trying to force the issue. You look at Pocket Now's video, and there's a lot of videos out there that's breaking this down. Yeah, but go check out Jaime Rivera's video. Not now, but you know, later.
Yeah, later. Don't leave.
At 1:00 in the morning, you can look at it.
Yeah. This is Jaime Rivera.
But guys, you know what happens? It's not about Epic. It's about Tencent, the one of the big internet company in China, the IT company in China.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Why you say that?
Because I think the Epic was sold by Tencent, right?
Yes.
That's it. They own that. The United States government go against them. And I'm a Chinese American, you know. I use WeChat to connect with my family in China. I also use WeChat to do business communication with my suppliers. But right now, that's a rumor. We will not be allowed to use WeChat at the United States soon.
That's not a rumor. They have 45 days.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a rumor.
I'm scared because if that's, my mom will never know how to see me. You know?
Because that's all she uses, WeChat?
Yeah. My mom uses WeChat because she can connect with us. But
what's that? Like a WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, yes.
Yeah, it's like a WhatsApp. Yeah.
No, it's better than WhatsApp. You can everything is that.
Yeah,
in China,
it's more like a combination.
People was connected by WeChat. You can do whatever you want in WeChat.
I forget what phone I had. It had WeChat already installed in it. It must have been a Xiaomi phone or one of those.
Yeah.
You mean Digi's or?
So I'm trying to teach my mom to use iPhone, you know, so maybe you can do FaceTime. But what if Chinese government, they fight back and say, ban the iPhone. So what the heck? I can never saw my mom.
You're going to have to bring her over here.
That part sucks.
I will. I'm going to bring her over. But now it's not time.
Your mama don't want to leave China.
My mom lives in China.
I know. I say your mom don't want to leave, though. You know, she's been living there all of her life.
She just wants to visit me. Yeah. But like I say, I don't know what happened. You know, I saw the Pocket Now, maybe the other phone arena. I forgot the name. They say they have proof. Even you delete the conversation, Instagram still kept the conversation. They just tell you. Everybody is stealing the information. If TikTok, Epic, or WeChat, they are dangerous, then Google is dangerous. Facebook is dangerous. Everything is dangerous. I know it's dangerous, but I'm a nobody, so I just want to have something I can commute with my mom.
Like Sean O said, what about Duo from Google?
Google is banned in China, man.
You're not allowed. They banned in China.
Oh, they banned. That's right. And then Google.
Google can't create a messenger to save their lives. Like, I don't know what it is, but like their messages don't catch on. It's like almost like a third party company creating a messenger there. Some reason, I guess the only thing that matters is our message, I guess. I don't know. But this is your boy BG Tech Life, and that was the comments. So let's get back to the tech talk.
All right.
So Carl, do you have any cases for this sexy device?
Oh no. I didn't do nothing this year because the pandemic hit me pretty bad. I just tried to slow down myself, you know.
I got you. No worries. So what do you guys, Rob, you want to talk about the Pixel 4?
Yeah, let's talk about the Pixel. We're all team 100 / team Pixel.
That's right.
Some of us, our first year.
First year on team Pixel. Hey, I walked in the room. I said, hey, guys, what's going on BG Tech Light? And everybody was like, what are you doing in here? Why are you acting like that? Don't be excited. Wow, I said, okay, guys.
You're like the new free agent.
I'll just take my Pixel and get on up out of here.
I'll be doing some videos at home.
Hey, shout out to Big House Production.
Big House.
What up, Big House? Hey, so you guys, me, you know, far as the size of the phone,
it's small as heck.
Did you have an adjustment period?
That's what she said.
Yeah. I have to get a job. That's the one gripe I have about the phone is just the overall size of the phone. It's small, man. It's small phone. But it's not bad, though. But it's a small size. And then switching to the Edge or the V60 and then going back to the Pixel, it's a small phone, though. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest gripe. I'm out.
The display on the phone, though, I think is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. The display size is okay, and the 1080p panel, it's a great-looking display.
You got to crank it just a little bit when you get outside.
Oh, yeah. You do have to crank it, but...
Oh, yeah.
That's a Pixel thing, though. That's...
Yeah.
On most Pixels, you have to... Like, usually the OnePlus or the Samsung phones, you don't have to put that much brightness because they shine pretty bright. I don't know what he means by screen quality, but as far as like the brightness and the overall quality of the colors is pretty good for the 1080p. It is smaller, but the good thing that helps out is that it's a full display.
Yeah, the full display.
Like when I was using the Pixel 3 or the Pixel 4, those phones were just too damn small.
Because just FYI, I just downloaded Fortnite on my Pixel 4a.
There you go. Straight from Fortnite or Epic Games.
Straight from Epic Games. So if y'all want to play Fortnite, yeah, yes, you can still get it. And look at that display, by the way, too. Looks pretty good.
What's your username? Forby?
I don't know. On this one, I got a couple accounts. Oh, it's we come here to win.
Yeah. The speakers on this are pretty good.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, they're
cool speakers, man.
Yeah, when you notice when you're like watching YouTube or anything that you listen to, like ESPN or something, it's pretty loud. I was surprised. And then I forget this thing has a headphone jack.
What is the headphone jack?
Yeah, like because I don't use headphones, like I always use wireless earbuds, so but it's kind of nice to have, you know, the headphone jack, like for a microphone, if you're doing a video or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you got to shoot a quick video and you want your audio to be crispy.
Yeah. And they have a app on this device specifically for audio record. And the recorder is supposed to be like a really good recorder. So if you have some type of auxiliary proprietary microphone, things of that nature, and you want to record some voiceovers on this thing, I mean, that's handy dandy right there, because I've done that with my iPhone and my Samsung phone, things of that nature. So yeah, the headphone jack, I've never thought the headphone jack was supposed to go anywhere anyway. I'll let you know that straight up and down. I say that in all my videos. Well,
they try to tell you they need the room to fit this and that, you know, some, you know, in the phone.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the whole headphone jack thing, but that's a whole other discussion. But Jason C says, can you see it outside? Like Rob said, you got to crank it outside, man. You got to put it probably on full 100 if you're in the sun to see your phone, but you could see it, but you're not going to see it as good as a Samsung or the OnePlus 8 Pro or something like that has a really bright screen. you know.
And if you got a dark wallpaper, that helps.
Yeah, if you got a dark wallpaper, you're good to go. The camera is excellent on it.
Yeah.
It's got a single shooter on the front, single on the back. But the you know, do you guys miss the wide angle when you're using this at all? Or
not at all, man. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, it's nice to have the wide angle, but it doesn't bother me. The video is pretty darn good. I was surprised on the front and back. So I don't know if you guys been doing any kind of video compared to, you know, Samsung and iPhone, which I think do the best video.
I took a couple of astrophotography, if that's what they want to call it.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, and it does a pretty good job with that.
Yeah, those come out pretty neat.
I don't know if you can see this.
Back up a little bit. There you go. Oh, yeah, that's clean. That's a nice little shot.
Oh, wow, Rob. I'm glad that you stepped out of that box of constant selfies. I'm sorry. I love my fellow YouTubers.
Hold it.
Audio is off. I'm cutting off my mic and I'm cutting off my headphones right now, so I don't hear nothing for the next 5 minutes.
Dude, man, you for real? Meaning the selfies. Come on, dog. You had COVID fro. You had the selfie in the car. Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. See, this is the thing about Rob is so damaged, right? From dealing with. I'm going to say this. And I can say this because I love it. Yes, he's damaged, Forbes. You didn't know this. He's so damaged.
There we go.
Dealing with constant criticism from Allen. He thinks every time I say something to him, I said, I'm glad that you did that, Rob. I wasn't coming at you. I said, oh my God. Good night. Bye. I'm done.
Instagram. Look.
Oh my God, brother.
Like every other picture is a selfie. And I ran out of selfies. Hold on.
I hate you guys. I really hate all y'all motherfuckers.
His other thing is barbecue.
Black Lives Matter, right there.
I hate all of you.
Oh God.
See,
Rob, that's my favorite one right there.
Yeah. That's his cover girl look.
Glamour shot.
Now look at Carl. Hey, fuck you too, Carl. I just want you to know that.
Oh God.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I take selfies.
I didn't say you took selfies. I said I'm glad
what
that
did
you
just say.
Look at that one. Look at that look.
Look at him.
Right there. He's like TCL, get out the way, buddy.
I didn't listen. Please, God. I hate this. I don't even know why. I don't even know how I hooked up with Alan to start this shit. But I said, Rob, I'm glad that you took that picture. I like the fact that you're doing more with the camera than taking selfies. I never took a shot at you. And now I had to, but you just wanted to put me through this bullshit anyway. I understand it. Moving on.
What was I supposed to think when you said all of you, you know, you that's something different from you taking selfies?
No. I didn't say it's something different. I said something different than what most YouTubers do.
Goodness.
BG, I think you might have Travis MCP beat, bro.
Yeah. Listen, it's the melanin, brother. It's the melanin. No. But
you gotta give
but yeah, I try to give Rob a fucking compliment on his thorough partaking and reviewing the camera, and he throws me under the fucking bus while the wheels are spinning. Moving on.
All right. G-Boy 888 made a lightweight plastic phone is a plus in his book. Less hand finger fatigue holding a phone. Pause. For long, especially for laying in bed
Pause. Drop on a big heavy phone on your face. Pause.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
That's why you got the sock pocket, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice that one hand in operation too with this. And this thing, you could probably drop it and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Because it's not glass. I mean, if you drop your iPhone, you're wrecked. You know?
Yeah, and this is a dope, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't have second devices. But if you somebody that carries around like a note, and like you're an Android guy, and you might have a second device, a second work phone or whatever, a business line or whatever.
Right.
This is the perfect accessory to a big ass phone.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? If you got a foldable device, you got a note, you got something like this, you barely notice it in your pocket, you could whip it out quick. And you can get some great pictures with it, because the operating system with the Snapdragon 730, I feel like the operating system is pretty snappy. It's not the fastest in the world, but I haven't had any lag on the but my use of the phone, I haven't had any real hiccups at all.
No, I've been surprised that I don't miss, you know, any of my 865 phones or whatever I was using before. It runs. I mean, it does everything I need to do. Easy.
Oh!
Oh, no. We don't need a drop test. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
This is so good.
And the battery life is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the battery
life. That's the 4XL, right, Carl?
So, yeah, I got a 4XL. Why I need a 4A?
Well, you don't need the 4A.
Yeah. We never said that.
4XL, I wouldn't get the 4A. If I had the 4XL. Now, if I had the 3A, I would definitely get the 4A. Even if I had the 3A XL, I would definitely get the 4A. Because I think the 4A is just a little cleaner, a little more polished. I like the display on it, I really do.
I like the pole punch in the corner. It fits a little. It's a little cute phone with a little cute pole punch.
Yeah, it is cute. Tell it on the mail. The first thing you said was like, damn, this is a tiny ass box, right?
Yeah.
It was like this big. I know BJ like this big.
And it was so light. I got the box. I'm like, damn. Then it was a lot of paper in the box. Then I got to the box and said, damn. Then I picked it up and I'm like, look, like, because the phone is actually like really the size of probably the palm of my hand.
Right.
Damn near.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but I is a place for small phones still. This is something I would like before I went out and bought that. Y'all remember when Palm did that thing and bought the phone, bought that mini little phone back, and it was like you have this for to connect with your phone, and I didn't. That was BS. Like, I didn't like that at all. Yeah, but you something like this. I just like this. Like one-handed use again. Like if you like, I liked it, the iPhone X also because of the little one-handed use where I could use the phone. I could one hand. Like if let's say I'm in a business meeting, like I'm at work or I'm doing something that, you know, training or whatever. And I could just play on this phone. But one, it's not like pulling out a note. You know what I'm saying? Or V60. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. When you're something big, you know what I mean? Hey, who's that? Who's got the iPhone SE, the 2020?
Well, you know what? What I find interesting is the SE is the main competition to the Pixel, right?
Or vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as
Specs, price.
On the mainstream, you know, a lot of us like Stubb would never put his hand on an Apple device.
Right.
But
he did once for 2 days, but
yeah,
and he got a rash on his hand.
I started having convulsions. I don't know, I started drooling out the mouth, it was bad. But I was curious about, I don't know if anybody in the chat has had or had the maybe Alan. Alan, no, Alan didn't have the iPhone SE, but I'm curious because I know the build on the SE is probably, I think, a little more zooped up. Right, because
it's glass. Yeah,
it's glass. It's got wireless charging. The battery's smaller. The camera's probably not as good.
But the display isn't on the same level.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got bigger bezels than Beyonce, I'm sure. So
yeah. Big forehead and
yeah.
Big chin.
Chin.
That phone probably looks really small when you're using it versus this Pixel 4a. It's all screen. So I'm curious how this compared to like a S10 or an S. No, S10 is probably a little bigger than this, right?
That big S10, yeah, you mean? Yeah. Or that first one.
S10e?
That yeah, first 10 that was 5.8 that was real small before they started doing the.
That had the fingerprint scanner on the power
right.
button.
Right. That was probably a 6-inch?
That was right around, that was 5.8 inches, I believe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's the same size basically.
Let me make sure. Let me look. You guys I'm gonna check the specs out.
Check with our T100 research team, please.
That's okay. Right now. Okay, I'm getting in contact with Samsung right now.
Yeah. The I guess the other one that would be parallel to this phone, it would be the Nord, but the cameras wouldn't be as sexy.
Oh, wow. Hold on. No, this is not the S10e, goddamn.
Big John's interview says, excuse Carl, me. You might be.
Why you are in blue?
5.8 inch.
In blue, okay?
It's the same. It's actually the same.
Same size.
Same size.
And it's got the knot. I mean, it's got the pinhole in the corner. The same opposite corner, though.
Whereas the other one had the big camera.
And it's a 1080.
How much is that phone now?
500? 373 on Amazon. From what I'm seeing, I don't know if this advertisement that popped up is
right
or legit, but it's saying $374.95.
Ooh. Yeah. So, I mean, what's that? That has a Snapdragon 855, right?
You mean that iPhone?
Because S10, no, because my S20
got an has an 865.
So the S10e has a 855, right?
Are you talking about Samsung?
Yeah.
The S10 line has a, no, because the S20 has a 65. The S10 had a
855. Yeah. So I mean, that would have to be in line. I mean, I know this Pixel 4a has a 730G, which has performed pretty good for me. I mean, I really haven't had any big time issues, you know? Carl, you're out of money.
That baby.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to buy little Harvey diapers this week.
Right. Oh, no. You see Carl's wife just come into the room and slap the hell out of him. You know what's going on.
Hey, she'll slap him so hard a case will fall out of him.
that's a fucking drop test, man.
No, don't do that.
She come there, look at the screen and say, what's $20.01? Oh, I just gave it to these guys in string because I like what they was talking about. Foul!
is that how your correction works?
Oh my God, no, Carl. I'm a counselor. I just rehabilitate people. They come tell me their problems and I see if I can help. Just like you. You know what I'm saying? After you get beat up, I say, listen, man, look, what you want to do? You know what I mean? We'll make your life easier. You know? Here's a little ice.
So that brings to the conclusion of another Gadget Switch podcast. I'd like to thank all those who participated in this. My boy BG Tech Life, Android Stud out of Miami, and Joseph Forbes, aka Forbes Tech Review, and Harmless Carl, the owner of Snail Cases Incorporated. This your boy RP3. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to catch the live version of this, you can go to my YouTube channel at RP3 Reviews and check out the live version of this particular podcast. So until then, we're out.